This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Me.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know that I am, because we made it to Friday.
Friday, Mother Epic Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, Friday. Get it down on Friday.
Everybody's ready for
Friday. Tyson, you're in Redmond this morning, and you are our contestant for Beat Migs. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Tyson's ready to rock it, Steve, so you better get out.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Tyson will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What are Frosty the Snowman's eyes made out of?
Buttons.
No.
Full.
Yes. What number is represented by an X in Roman numerals?
10.
Yes. Dasani, Aquafina, and Fiji are all brands of what?
Water.
Correct. The smallest Canadian province lies on which ocean?
Pacific.
No.
Atlantic.
Correct. What game often played in bars originated from medieval archery and military training?
Darts.
Yes. Who married and divorced both Derek Whibley and Chad Kroger?
Pass.
Cheyenne is the capital of which U.S. state?
Wyoming.
Correct. Who played Edward Lewis in Pretty Woman?
Richard Gere.
Correct. Which stringed instrument is nicknamed the voice of God?
A harp.
No.
The lute.
No.
Guitar.
No. What is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in men?
Prostate.
Yes. Who married and divorced both Derek Whibley and Chad Kroger?
No idea.
Ah, you know what? You did very well, though. You scored 8.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm trying to stop Steve. This guy was on a mission to stop you from getting to 400.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I am 8 wins away from one of the more magical moments in Beat Migs history.
We'll see if you can get there, Steve. Are you ready?
Yeah!
What are Frosty the Snowman's eyes made out of?
Buttons.
No.
Coal?
Yeah. What number is represented by an X in Roman numerals?
10.
Correct. Dasani, Aquafina, and Fiji are all brands of what?
Water.
Yes. The smallest Canadian province lies on which ocean?
Atlantic.
Yes. What game often played in bars originated from medieval archery and military training?
Flip cup.
No.
Darts.
Yes. Who married and divorced both Derek Whibley and Chad Kroger?
Oh, that Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. Cheyenne is the capital of which U.S. state?
Wyoming.
You know it. Who played Edward Lewis in Pretty Woman?
Richard Gere.
He did. Which stringed instrument is nicknamed the voice of God?
The violin.
No.
Oh. The harp.
No.
The mandolin.
No. What is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in men?
Prostate.
It is. And with that, Steve Migs, you scored 9. And although Tyson put up a very high score, it is not enough to beat you. You won with a score of 9-8. Sorry, Tyson.
Well played, kind sir.
Take care, my friend. You're simply
the best. The only one you got wrong was one that our friend got wrong as well. The stringed instrument that they nicknamed the voice of God is the cello.
The cello.
Now it makes sense, right?
Yeah. I guess.
I feel like if God was going to speak through an instrument, it would definitely be the cello.
I think it'd be a Fender Strat, personally.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, once a year, we do something that no other radio station dares to do.
Come to work.
Not that. Live Night. Live yes. Night is back, and we're going to be doing it at Snoqualmie Casino.
Back at Snoqualmie Casino, and they have that new ballroom. I am so fired up for this.
I have been to the ballroom
yes.
and seen a show there, and it is so sensational. The theme this year is going to be yachty and naughty.
Oh, boy.
Are you going to wear your captain's hat?
Yeah, I can't tell you where I'm going to wear it, though, because it's yachty and naughty.
We hope that you can join us Friday, February 13th. You can get all the details at KISW.com.
So it's us doing everything live, the men's room doing everything live. And when we say everything live, we mean like the sound effects, the music. It's just going to be a blast. All the warts, too. I mean, it's a train wreck in the making, and it's going to be a great time at Snoqualmie.
You don't want to miss it, so join us.
The Daily Mix Show.
Everybody's town has that one thing that people goof on you about, but we want to know what is yours. 206-803-ROCK. What is it about where you live that gets goofed on all the time? John from 405... Where do you live and what do you get goofed on for?
How about Enumclaw?
Somebody just texted, I'm from Enumclaw. Enough said.
Exactly.
So,
the horse guy.
So, which even another person brought up, John, and said, we all know exactly what people are bringing up when I say Enumclaw. It's been 19 years. Let it go. I can't believe it's been 19 years since that happened.
I know. It's crazy. I was telling him I was riding to work with a buddy of mine reading the newspaper when it happened, and I was puzzled, and I'm like, how could a guy having sex with a horse, did he get kicked or something? And my partner just says, I don't think he was doing it like that, partner.
And you know what's funny is Boeing completely got out of that whole situation.
Oh, my god!
Because the guy was a Boeing exec, and everyone focused more on Enumclaw than they did on that, which, I mean, I'm not saying focus on Boeing about that, but it is funny how just all eyes went on Enumclaw.
So I know it's been 19 years. Are they going to do something for the 20th anniversary to commemorate?
Have you ever seen the documentary Zoo?
Yes.
No.
You have, Danny.
Yeah, you guys brought it up when I first moved here, and that was like one of those things that I was like, I need to watch this.
It's insane.
Yeah.
The documentary is insane because they've got the other cast of characters are in this documentary.
Wow.
And you get a real peek behind the curtain of what was going on in the situation, and it's very disturbing.
206-803-ROCK. Everyone's town has that thing that people goof on. Cam from Roosevelt, where are you from, and what is it about where you live that gets goofed on?
Yeah, so I'm from Mercer Island, and everyone gets goofed on for being better than everybody else.
Yeah, my first thought was, how rich are you, Cam?
What's your dad do?
Well, I just graduated college, so I'm pretty broke right now.
All right, but you're working at Microsoft or Amazon soon, right?
You're slumming it on Mercer Island. 206-803-ROCK. What is it about where you live that gets goofed on?
Somebody texted, a lot of Enumclaw ones are still coming in. I'm from Forks, Washington. Everyone thinks we're all vampires.
Yeah.
You're not?
So I'm from Buffalo, New York, so everybody thinks all we do is cry about the Buffalo Bills and eat chicken wings. Both are true.
I have the biggest crush on the Bills Mafia, so I'm not going to goof on them for that. I want to be part of that crew.
That is a bucket list. That I do not want to go see the Bills when they're playing like the Seahawks in Buffalo because I want to just be a fake Bills fan and get completely immersed in their crazy culture.
The full Bills Mafia experience.
Yes.
Is there anything from Brooklyn that you get goofed on like for?
No, never.
No, I mean, besides your accent and say the way you say orange, but beyond
orange.
That.
And Mario. You know what it is? A lot of people just assume that there's mob ties.
Oh.
Which my neighbor was a mobster, so I guess it kind of...
No lies detected.
But it is funny. I always hate, though, when like people from Brooklyn or from like anywhere like any of the five boroughs, they try and like puff their chest like, hey, I'm from the Bronx, so you know you shouldn't mess with me. I'm like, no, you're not. That just because you're from somewhere doesn't mean all of a sudden you're a UFC fighter.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a weird, like, almost like you're like a bragging nature. Like, I'm from here, so that means I'm tough.
Well, is Brooklyn the toughest?
Oh, absolutely. Of course. Come on. Oh, someone just said, I'm from Jersey. Every time someone finds out I'm from Jersey, they go, oh, do you have mafia connections?
Yeah.
And then I'm from Portland. Everyone thinks we're all weird beard dudes who drink craft beer and chop down trees.
And cheer for a really crappy soccer team.
Ooh.
Wow. Shots fired.
The Daily Mix Show. It's
time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
And it is Jesse from Burlington playing for the chance to be there. Jesse, how you doing?
I am doing very well. How are you guys?
We're great, man.
And we're going to spin this wheel to see if you are playing with Steve Miggs or me.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Will it land on T-Dog? Will it land on yours truly? Well, currently it's on my name and it's staying there. So let's win these tickets.
All right, Jesse, here is your clip.
That is going to be Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love.
Did you know that Robert Plant said that the beat of this song is perfect for
love?
Making whoopee.
I don't know.
Not that part, Steve.
What? The
I thought you were matching the hi-hat there.
Yeah, I am. It seems very uncomfortable and jarring.
All right, well, that was one down.
I'm just going to graze over the fact that she called it whoopee.
Yes, I am. I've watched a few 80s-era game shows in my life, and that's how they refer to sex, Danny. Yeah.
Jesse, you did great. Now it's Steve Miggs' turn. Here is your clip, sir.
Oh, lots of ladies probably think about making whoopee to the lead singer of this band. That would be Incubus.
And I do.
And I believe that song... Is that the one we're driving?
Yeah. How was that against you?
Drive.
Jesse, congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And I just wanted to say that my kids and myself absolutely love the show. You guys are hilarious. You guys give us a great way to start the morning.
Oh, dude, thank you.
The Daily Mix Show.
This time of year, the temperatures are dropping. It is wet and nasty out there, and that is why Coats for Kids is so important as we gear up to get through this winter.
And we're hoping that people could just donate whatever they can, from $5, $10, $20, $25, though, we'll put a brand new coat on a kid in need. And I have to give a massive shout out to Joshua Smith. Joshua donated $400 to Coats for Kids. I can't do the math. It's too early. What is that, 16 coats?
16 coats, yes.
Hell yeah, Joshua. Also, big thanks to Corey Kim Bingham, who donated $69, joining the 69 Club.
Very nice. You can also make a donation to Coats for Kids, helping out as many local children in need as we can at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you ever have to be rescued for whatever reason, or did you ever have to rescue someone? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us the story. Steve Miggs, we have someone on hold who was saved by a stranger when she was 5 years old.
Oh, damn.
We're going to get that story.
I'm looking at some of the stories, just like a little synopsis on some of these, and I'm just like, oh my goodness. It's something. Some people have gone through some crazy ass.
It's about to be wild, and we're going to start with Matthew from Woodinville. Matthew, when did you have to rescue someone?
Happy Little Friday.
What's up, man?
I was on a rescue, a helicopter crash. And so we had to go up the mountainside and rescue five people out of that. Well, there was 11 total, but five were alive that we had to bring out first.
Wow.
So how high up in the air was it when it started? Like, how bad of a crash was it? Yeah.
No, well, I mean, it was zero when it hit the ground, Steve.
Well, I know that, but I mean...
Okay.
Yeah, was it like just taking off and then it crashed, or you know what I mean?
No, they were flying in to unload the people they had on it, and they were only about treetop level when everything that happened to cause it to crash, but they were doing, you know, a couple hundred miles an hour as it went down through the standing timber into the mountainside.
Wow. That's wild. That'll get your blood pumping. 206-803-ROCK. Jen, you're in Burien this morning. When did you have to be rescued?
So we were on a family camping trip in Oregon. So it was like my mom, all of our sisters, and all my cousins. And we found this like river that you could swim in and jump off rocks and stuff. But if you walk like across the river, there was a shallow area where there was just like thousands of salamanders, which as a five-year-old who loves like animals, I was just like, this is so cool. So I had picked up like two handfuls of salamanders, and my hands were just filled with salamanders. And I was walking back across the river, and my foot slipped or something, and the current just grabbed me just right. And I was just going down the river with my hands filled with salamanders. I didn't know what to do. And some guy just saw me just like going down river and just grabbed my arm and just yeeted me out of the river. And the whole time I was just like looking at my salamanders. I never dropped them.
You rescued the salamanders, and he rescued you.
Yeah.
Just a couple
of
heroes.
I was able to show off my salamanders to everyone and, like, totally almost drowned in a river.
So did you go back to your family and say, oh, yeah, this random guy just saved me? Or did he find your family? Like, what happened afterwards?
I mean, I don't fully remember. Fair. I might have told them that I was walking down the river, but at the same time, being five, I don't think I told them. And I was just so excited about my salamanders.
And that guy goes back to, like, his significant other. Like, how's your day been? Oh, I just rescued a five-year-old who was just floating down the river with a handful of salamanders.
Never saw her again.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK.
Can we go to call number one?
Yes. Cammy from Seattle.
When did you have to be rescued?
Actually, yesterday, I had to be rescued by a midget prostitute on Aurora because I locked my keys in my car.
How exactly did the... Did the sex worker help you get into your car?
Her pimp actually had a Slim Jim, so I was actually able to, like, get in the car.
Wait, so this little person prostitute also had a Slim Jim handy for you to help you get into your car?
Her pimp actually.
Oh, her pimp!
Did. Yeah.
Is her pimp a little person, too? How does that work?
It was actually kind of weird, not little person, and his... He had, like, a Cummings truck kind of lifted, so it was weird when they, like, took off. But, yeah.
Did this all really happen, or did you just have, like, a weird, like, hallucination?
No, this really happened yesterday.
And wait.
In Linden.
You said Slim Jim as in, like, the beef jerky?
No, Danny.
It's a tool.
No, it's like this carpet thing. He was able to, like pull my door open kind of and then drop it through, like, by the window.
It's a tool to open up a door.
I didn't know that was a thing. I thought they meant, like, a beef jerky.
Oh, yeah, you just shove that Slim Jim into the car and you can open up
I thought they were trying to, like, when she told me that, I thought she was, you know, they were trying to, like, get me into some weird... I was like, I don't have money. And, like, no, they were actually helping me get in my car. 137th and Linden.
What does a little person prostitute wear?
Little, like, prostitute clothes, I guess. Her name was Shorty.
No!
And she has a Twitter, so I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not going to be doing that, but thanks. 137th and Linden.
I mean, I hope she earned a follow from you.
Shorty, what the hell is that?
She's going to earn a follow from me.
What the hell was happening?
The Daily Mix Show.
There is another voicemail that we received through the Odyssey app from a listener who was talking about how he decided to get back at a crappy neighbor.
Oh, had a crappy neighbor that his excuse, he was always tone deaf. And I always had to ask him, turn down his TV, it was too loud. So I was moving out, left my stereo system there that had a lot of amps and watts, put both speakers by his bedroom wall, which I shared with him in my apartment. 4 o'clock in the morning, had an airplane demo album, had it set, put it on timer, got back the next morning. The guy gave me the dirtiest look because he thought there was probably a jetliner coming through his house.
So I'm confused. Which one was the crappy neighbor?
It sounds like both.
Okay.
Like you're just trying to out-crap each other?
Yeah. I've been pretty lucky. I mean, I've had some you know, I'd say at worst annoying neighbors, but never to the point where you're just like, we need to move. Like, this is too much.
That would be awful. I can't even imagine.
Have you had, I mean, I know you've had like some druggy neighbors.
Yeah, we've had some druggy neighbors. Yeah. But to be honest, I have a feeling that I might be the bad neighbor.
You do throw crazy parties that don't go just for one day. Sometimes don't even go for 2 days. Sometimes they go for like 4 or 5 days.
We can be a little loud.
You have random things that are just parked outside. You are the crappy neighbor.
I think we are the crappy neighbor.
Danny, I didn't realize that until right now. We work with a crappy neighbor.
I knew that the whole time.
Oh, you did?
That being said,
that's why Danny refuses to move to Stanwood.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Taryn Daly, no.
If you're a cool neighbor, then you get invited to the party. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that also, now I'm torn. Because you do have like random people that are your neighbors that do go to your party. So you can't be that crappy. Granted, they're not from this country and barely speak English. So they don't know that you're a bad neighbor.
They don't know any better. They're still learning. Yeah. They're still learning.
Because like in my current neighborhood, like the crappy neighbor was the neighbors that just had their cars everywhere.
Oh.
And they still have cars, but now they park them in the right spot. So it's not as annoying anymore.
So can they get like a citation from the HOA for that kind of stuff?
No, oddly enough, I think you get citations from the actual city.
Oh,
like
really?
If they just so happen to drive, which is very rare, because it's like, why would parking enforcement just end up in a random development that's kind of a little bit tucked away?
The president of the HOA is calling it in.
Yeah, maybe. You know, you're probably right. Not going to be me, but that was the only time where we were complaining about our neighbors. But that and also like the random drone flyer guy.
Oh, that's the worst.
But that stopped, thankfully.
Were they spying on you, do you think?
Well, they weren't spying on us, but their drone was like right over our backyard where we were. It was like I was playing with my daughter who, you know, doesn't really wear much clothes in the summer, like underwear, and that's about it. So like I know that they weren't doing it to be creeps, but I also didn't like that vibe and that energy of a drone above, so I went and talked to them.
That's a little unsettling.
Yeah, it was funny because like the guy seemed a little confused, but the wife, the moment she saw me walking over, you could see the look on her face like, yep, I had this, almost like it looked like she was like, I already had this conversation
told
with him.
So.
Yeah, it was like one of those moments.
Okay, so question for you though, when you're walking over to talk to a neighbor.
Oh yeah, I was doing the full on Vince McMahon strut.
But then when they like answer the door, are you like, hi, it's Steve from next door. I was just wanting to talk to you for a quick second. You go hard?
Well, that's a very weird thing to say when I'm walking over to him practically shirtless. Because I just had like a tank top on.
Hey, listen here, brother.
And I'm like, hey, are you the one with the drone? Knowing full well he's the guy with the drone because he's got the remote control in his hands. I was like, we need to have that stop. You can't have that over in my backyard. And then and the wife's like, well, you're right. And then he's like, oh, my bad, sir. It was fine.
Scary Steve.
No, I don't think it was scary. I was just more like, you know how it is. It's like your kid's in the backyard, so you're kind of a little bit on edge.
You're a very protective father.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is that one concert memory that you will just never, ever forget? Call now and tell us all about it. 206-803-ROCK. Mariah, you're in Mill Creek this morning. What's that one concert memory that you'll never forget?
I went to Sum 41's last concert in Seattle, and I got the golden ticket package, so I got the really cool stuff that got shipped later. It got shipped like a month out after the concert. It came with boxing gloves with their logo design, a robe, and a signed poster.
That's awesome. But,
the concert itself was my first mosh pit, so that was an experience itself.
Did you sustain any mosh pit injuries?
Say that again?
Did you end up getting hurt in the mosh pit?
It was interesting. I didn't realize like people would mash around in a circle and kind of be as chaotic. Like I figured jumping around and knocking into each other, but not getting moved around the whole floor.
Hey, Mariah, I do have a question for you because you said that was your first concert. That was Sum 41's last concert in the Pacific Northwest. So I got to imagine that's what inspired you. You went like, I got to see this band before they call it quits. But how come you hadn't seen a concert before then?
Oh, it wasn't my first concert. It was just my first mosh pit.
Oh, okay. Nice. My bad.
Have you been in a mosh pit since then?
No, and I don't think I ever will.
Yeah, it's been it's been over 10 years since I've been in a mosh pit, and I'm cool.
Retired, for sure.
Yeah, like it was fun while it lasted.
206-803-ROCK. Thomas in Marysville, what's that one concert memory that you will never forget?
It was 2005 in Las Vegas at the Thomas and Mack Center. It was Hoobastank, Story of the Year. POV, that's when we are the youth of the nation. They filled the entire stage with kids. And then the main show was Linkin Park.
Oh.
And it was the first time I've ever seen a band do an 8-song encore.
Wow.
And my favorite moment was when they put Chester Bennington on a bench with a spotlight and fake snow, and he sang My December.
Okay. Oh,
that's pretty magical.
Although that got me thinking that, like, POD, when they had that Youth of a Nation, they could have done, like, a daycare kind of a thing. Like, hey, come to the concert, bring your kid, and we'll watch your kid, and then we'll also bring him up on stage to sing Youth of a Nation.
Perfect.
So it's a win-win.
206-803-ROCK. Drake in Seattle, what is that one concert memory that will live with you forever?
I was at a Papa Roach concert at Showbox Market, and the lead, Jacoby, cut the music and had him turn the lights on to announce that the United States had just assassinated Osama bin Laden.
Wow.
At a concert.
Holy cow.
What a random moment at a concert.
Yeah, insane. Like, to this day, the feeling that runs through my body from the hearing that at just an insane concert was just memory I'll never forget.
I feel like that could be a whole other, like, conversation of, like, where were you when that announcement was made? Because I remember watching wrestling. It was a pay-per-view, and John Cena came out kind of just as random as Jacoby Shaddix and Papa Roach making the announcement. And John Cena just comes out and looks at the entire crowd like, wait. And he said it, like, in the most, like, attempt, you know, he was the Marine in a movie, so he tried to sound as military, like, he tried to use the right terms, and he's like, we just exterminated Osama bin Laden or something ridiculous like that, and of course the whole place goes crazy.
Wild.
They're chanting USA. It's like, what a strange, I thought that was strange, but being at a concert when the lead singer stops everything down is also kind of an odd way.
Pretty major message that now is, you know, your responsibility to share with that world at the time.
And also, I mean, think of my, yes, because, you know, I get my news from Papa Roach.
Of course.
And the WWE.
Of course.
Yes. And the crazy thing to think, like, how long ago was that? And he still remembers that moment, though.
Yeah, that's insane.
Someone texted and said, Foo Fighters secret show at the Showbox.
Oh, that was so great.
You were so drunk at that show.
I got double X on my hands. I got cut off. But I didn't get kicked out.
That was my wife's first time meeting Taryn
Tarantula.
Daly. And Taryn was in full tarantula mode. Of
course she was. Well, I was trying to keep up taking shots with the boys. That's never a good idea.
No. Which boys? The entire
room.
Bar?
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.